Stroke by All-Star Medics. Lesson objectives. By the end of this lesson, learners should be able to define pediatric stroke, recognize clinical features, perform investigations, implement management for ischemic and hemorrhagic strokes, and plan rehabilitation and supportive care. Description. Pediatric stroke is a focal neurological deficit resulting from underlying vascular pathology. It can be ischemic or hemorrhagic. The most common cause in Zambia is sickle cell disease. Prompt recognition and treatment are essential to reduce neurological disability and mortality. Clinical features. Children may present with hemiparesis, cranial nerve palsies, seizures, deteriorating level of consciousness, headache, nausea, and vomiting. Seizures are particularly common in neonates and infants. Investigations. Initial tests include full blood count, differential, ESR, random blood sugar, sickling test, and coagulation studies, including protein CNS, antithrombin 3, and clotting profile. Electrolytes should be monitored daily until stable. Blood, urine, and CSF cultures should be done if febrile, withholding lumbar puncture if raised intracranial pressure is suspected. After stabilization, neural imaging such as MRI and angiography should be performed to identify underlying vascular lesions. Management ischemic stroke. Emergent care follows the ABCDE approach with airway protection, nasogastric tube and catheter placement, and PICU admission if available. Monitor blood pressure, pulse, respiratory rate, GCS, blood glucose, temperature, and signs of raised intracranial pressure. Treat infections appropriately. Cause-specific treatments include exchange transfusion or blood transfusion for sickle cell disease and anticoagulation for prothrombotic disorders. Supportive care includes oxygen as needed, normothermia, and careful fluid management. Management hemorrhagic stroke. Emergency stabilization follows the ABCDE approach with airway protection, nasogastric tube and catheter placement, and PICU admission. Monitor vital signs and neurological status closely, watching for extension of the hematoma, herniation, or hydrocephalus. Supportive care includes isotonic IV fluids for at least 24 hours, management of raised intracranial pressure, and treatment of acute seizures. Cause-specific therapy includes replacement of clotting factors, platelet transfusion for thrombocytopenia, MRI or MRA for vascular malformations, and neurosurgical intervention if indicated. Rehabilitation and supportive care. All patients require rehabilitation, including physiotherapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, and psychological support, tailored to the child's needs. Summary. Pediatric stroke can be ischemic or hemorrhagic, with sickle cell disease being the most common cause in Zambia. Key presenting signs include hemiparesis, cranial nerve deficits, seizures, headache, and altered consciousness. ABCDE stabilization, PICU care, cause-specific treatment, and long-term rehabilitation are essential to improve outcomes.